wanna be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with RJ, and you can get in 713-780-3776. I think you can. The phones are working. Phones are cool today. Awesome. That's what I'm talking about. Look, get in today. If you missed yesterday, you tried to call in or whatever and couldn't get in. If there's anything that you want to talk about, 713-780-3776. I am in the Houston studio. Lance is in Belize. How's Belize?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. We, the Phoenix is fantastic to stay in. And, I've got some stories. I've already got a story to share with you in just a little bit. But actually, I was at a dinner. You know, there's a lot of Americans. One of the guys who I went to dinner at the house of a guy who used to work for the Venetian hotel groups in Vegas. He was there for about a year with James Dolan at MSG. He and his wife live here in Belize now. There's a lot of Americans who live here now, or Canadians. A couple of their friends here who I've known for a few years here who live in Belize as well. So we all got together and had a little dinner last night and some drinks and watched the Miami Heat. And I watched the Heat and Boston Celtics. And we had some interesting sports conversations that I'm going to bring to the table today as well. But, to start off just for a second with the Heat and Boston, this is really intriguing to me because I heard Jeff Van Gundy talking about this in game 3, I think it was. And he mentioned that, remember on the game where the Heat won, but Boston came storming all the way back. I think one of the things that Van Gundy said was, this is just like Boston, you can tell, is too athletic and too big. They're too big at multiple positions and too athletic at multiple positions. They're winning the series now 3-2. They whacked Miami with a big third quarter yesterday. And I always take what's happening for another team and I try to take it back to my local team. And obviously Houston has a long way to go before they become anything like that. But if you look at what Boston has right now, long, athletic, explosive players at a variety of positions, and then you get, including guys like Williams, but then you have, some skill guys. You have some veteran guys, some skilled players, a defender. We talked about it before. You can't, it's still a good idea to have a defensive guy here, a veteran guy here, your mega scorer or your superstar here. Like, there is a formula, and I think Boston has one of the formulas that the Rockets can aspire to, because, trying to have Şengün be their version of Horford, I know that's the veteran player, but still, what Horford does, having Jalen Green is Jason Tatum, a little different body type, but I get it. Having whoever it's going to be, I don't think it's KPJ, but whoever is Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, a tough, gritty, defensive point guard. I think Boston is one of those teams. The more I was watching it, the more I realized Houston can aspire to being something like that. I think they really can, based on how they build this team with draft picks over the next 2 or 3 years. Because one of them is going to be a good player this year. You should draft a good player in the top three.
Well, Jason Tatum is the first team all NBA.
Yeah.
And Jaylen Brown is talented. I was listening to the guys before and they couldn't have been more right. I mean, Jay Will, how long have they been trying to break up Jaylen Brown? Jaylen Brown's going here. Jaylen Brown's going there. Right. Is Jason Tatum the guy? They put Kyrie Irving with him. That didn't work. You finally bring it. Now you've got role players with Horford, and Horford does more than role player, but Grant Williams is playing. I mean, they're Marcus Smart, the defense. Listen, they went. Jaylen Brown has always played defense. Marcus Smart is one of the best defenders in the NBA. Jason Tatum has committed to playing defense, and he's long, so he can hit. He can play defense on the wing. I mean, look at the score last night. You're holding Miami. You're holding Bam Adebayo, and you're holding Jimmy Butler. The other night, not this past game, but the game before, the starters had a total of 18 points. A total of 18 points.
Jimmy got six?
Yeah, and Stephen A. Smith thought that was an average of 6 points per person.
Okay.
18 divided by 5.
Sometimes those numbers can be tricky.
I think it was John Anderson was willing. He's like, nah, it's a little lower. And he goes, oh, 5.5. No.
Yeah, that's fine.
No.
Just keep going
close.
If you want.
You know, math, but don't worry about that.
Yeah.
That's no big deal.
Keep going. You're going to find it's under 4, but still.
Yeah.
Listen. Here's the other thing I was thinking of. So I'm not a race enthusiast, race cars, you know, whether it's the new hot thing, which is F1. I'm not an F1 guy, I'm not a NASCAR guy, but I have watched it enough to know and talked to people who love the sport enough to know that there's always that thought that, you know, you can talk to them about whatever driver you want or, you know, whatever the case may be, but they'll basically inevitably come back to the engine and the car itself. And no matter who you are, if you don't have enough in your car, you're just not going to win. It really doesn't matter. It's not going to be about – like in sometime in horse racing, sometimes the jockey can make that much of a difference. But the drivers in high-end racing, yeah, they make a difference. But if you're talking about winning, you have to have a certain car or a certain engine or a certain amount of money that's on that team. That's kind of like the Premier League, actually. And I was just thinking about that with racing. The Miami Heat are like one of those racers that they just don't have enough juice in the car. There's just not enough juice there. No matter what they do, yeah, that's nice. It's nice in all Miami. But from an offensive standpoint, they don't have enough juice in the engine to play with the Boston Celtics. Not a team that can defend them, you know. And you could see that with their offense here over the last two games. They don't have enough juice in their engine to compete at that championship level. And, I mean, that series is done. I know it's 3-2, but Miami looks wildly overmatched right now from a physical standpoint. So, you know, I think we're going to get Boston Celtics and get the Golden State Warriors, you know, as the two teams. So, I think it's going to be a good finals. It could be a passing of the torch to the Celtics.
Here's the thing is this series has not – the home court hasn't meant anything in this series. So I'm not counting them totally out yet. And, you know, Jimmy could step up. Listen, they're banged up. You know, you got to be able to count on Tyler Herro, and he hasn't been there. Kyle Lowry, Bam Adebayo is banged up. Jimmy's banged up. They're banged up. They are really, really
well, banged. Kyle's is not – I don't think Kyle's good enough right now. I just don't think he's athletic enough to stick with
what
the Celtics
have. His first game back, he was pretty damn good.
That's true, but can you sustain it? And – so here's the thing for me, John, do you remember when I don't know if you'll remember this series. RJ, which series was it when Oklahoma City played the Spurs? I want to say it was maybe 12. I don't know. But Oklahoma City with Harden, Russ, and Kevin Durant were just too long, too athletic, too young. No, it wouldn't have been 12 because Harden would have already been gone. But it was they were just too young, too athletic, too long. The Celtics, I mean, the Spurs just couldn't deal with them. I mean, the Spurs just, they were just not athletic and quick enough to deal with Oklahoma City. It was going to be a bad matchup. I feel like that's what we're watching right now. You know who else a bad matchup, John? The Houston Astros are a bad matchup for everybody on the planet.
Well, Christian Javier was a badass last
that's
night.
That's two straight games that he's
He's
really
only thrown in that one stinker in Washington. Other than that, you know, if it wasn't for that, I think they'd be on like a 40-game win streak. If he didn't, you know, break that up, they would continue to go.
I mean, 9 punch-outs in the game before. I'd want to say it was what? It was 9 the game before,
well, how about the first 6 outs were not only strikeouts, but strikeouts swinging. It was funny because Quantrill didn't have any – I believe he had 2 swing and misses in the third inning in the whole game, and Javier had already had 9 swings and misses. You know, that's how the Astros and a lot of other teams go about it now, is swings and misses versus swings and connecting with the ball. If you're a hitter, swings and misses are bad. You're a pitcher, swings and misses are obviously good. No, but that's how they judge now major league pitchers. If you are throwing balls that guys cannot hit And that was something that Javier was throwing last night. And I was listening to the Bags last night. Boys, he really is good on the broadcast. And he was like, oh, my goodness, you know, this guy, he just could not have enough accolades for the way he said, this guy's so filthy right now. It is just so
he's
filthy.
He's got great stuff. I mean, that's what I've always argued when he was in the pen. Like, don't just bury him in the pen. Christian Javier has terrific stuff. It's always been there. Like, it's always been there. It's just a matter of, you know, it's been a matter of, does he have the patience and does the team have the patience to wait it out and allow him to become a starter? Because Christian Javier has some really, really good stuff. That's why when it's always been about, you know, Jake Odorizzi or Christian Javier, I mean, I get that Christian Javier can pitch from the bullpen, but ultimately his stuff's so good that you don't want to just – like, I want the best pitchers being the starters. That's ultimately – and it, when the time is right, it's right. I don't think you have to rush – you didn't have to rush Christian Javier because, you know, you had a gaggle of pitchers. But now with McCullers out and, you know, you now all of a sudden it – he's getting his opportunity, and you really, truly see what he can do. And you start to add this level of pitcher, and, I mean, the nasty stuff over the last two games, you know, his what he's been able to do from a strikeout standpoint, and like you said, from a swing and miss standpoint, 11 and two-thirds innings, and he's punched out 18 in his last two starts.
With only two walks.
With two walks, you want to even the game where he stunk 3 2/3, gave up 7 earned runs. He had 5 strikeouts in 3 2/3. He had 5 strikeouts in 3 innings. The game before that, no hits. So I mean, Christian Javier he's a guy who you have a hard time. Other than that game, people have had a hard time really making good contact with him, and the swing and miss stuff, as you mentioned, yeah, that's one of his strengths right now.
Oh, my goodness. He was just fabulous. And you needed it all, too, because you only picked up a couple of runs against Cleveland, but you win that series. You get the day off. And what do you get for your day off? What reward do you get if you're the Houston Astros for your day? No, you get a 5-hour plane trip to Seattle. So congratulations.
Well, but maybe also a pie.
Well, no, they're not getting a pie, I don't think. I don't think anybody's getting a pie. Well, they might have a pie.
They might have a pie.
Yeah. Yeah,
that might be one of their rewards for, you know, how you finish that series.
Could be.
I don't know if they. I don't know that they're not, but I don't know that they. I don't know that they are, but I also don't know that they're not getting a pie.
Right.
But I do know they're getting a 5-hour flight. I do know that is one of the things they're going to get.
So another,
flying to Seattle, I can tell you this: flying from, I've flown to and from Seattle before. You have too, I'm sure, John.
Oh yeah,
it feels like it's the most desolate flight in the world.
It's the worst.
I don't understand how it could be so. We can fly to New York in less time, but then Seattle is just like, oh, Seattle, tack 4 hours onto that.
No, it's the worst. What? I told you the only time I've been to Seattle, the Texans played them in a Sunday night game.
Oh, ass-kicking, too.
Oh, got their ass handed.
I remember that.
It was
a
bloodbath. And then, you know, and so the game ends at, you know, local time was about 11, 11:30. You get on the plane.
Oh, about 11? They're Pacific time. The game wouldn't have ended at 1?
No, 11:30 here.
Local time here. Houston time.
Yeah,
oh,
local Houston time here was about 11 or so. By the time you get on the plane, it's 1. Maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
And then a 5-hour flight. It was the worst.
It's sunny outside.
It was, you know, I was like, okay, start the day. And I think I did the show the next morning. Yeah. I think I went straight to the show.
Well, speaking of that, when we come back, John, I do have to tell a little story. Guess who got an upgrade to first class and who didn't yesterday on our flight, on me and the wife's flight?
Oh, no way.
That caused some,
Oh, my God. Were you idiot? Oh,
guess
God.
Who
we're going to, okay.
Guess who took it?
Guess who's got it? Oh, my.
Sir, would you like to? I sure would.
Oh, my.
Bye. Bye.
Worst husband ever. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now, gimmethevin.com. Best guy. Oh, Eric needs relationship advice. And after this story, there's a good chance that Lance might be somebody who's – you might be a pro at relationship advice after this story. Gimmethevin.com. That's John Clay Wolf. And John Clay Wolf says, all you have to do is go to gimmethevin.com. And you go to gimmethevin.com and you put in your license plate or you put in your VIN number. VIN number is a long, you know, it's so hard to get to, too. You're looking for your VIN number and it's like, oh my gosh, where the hell is it? And I can't see it and I need my flashlight. It's horrible. Put in your license plate. put in your license plate, and it'll tell come your car will come up right away. And then it's simple. And then it's literally minutes, and you're finding out exactly how much your car is worth. You're looking for the best way to sell your car, get the most for your car, get the good professionals that are going to take care of everything. They'll come to your home and pick up the car. You don't have to bring it anywhere. It's unbelievable how good this is. And then, well, I want to sell it through my dealership because I want to do the taxes. That's it. They're done. And John Clay Wolf can do that as well. He can do all of that. But get the most for your car. Don't take less from wherever it is that you're trying to sell it. And he says, if I can't beat CarMax, I'm going to give you $100. It's all at GiveMeTheVIN.com. You want to sell your car? Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. You know, we're in the most active time of the year right now. This is when we really start doing our stuff outside, and it's going to be that way for a while. But if you're not as active as you could be based on chronic pain, and I mean knee, wrist, shoulder, back, wherever your pain is, I have hip pain. That's another really, really big one. I have help for you because, you know, that sucks the fun out of life, out of living. Well, the experts over at QC Kinetics can help you do something about it. They've been helping people get back and get the fun back for years now. And, you know, helping athletes. Athletes have been taking advantage of this biological therapy, this all-natural biological therapy for years. Why shouldn't you take advantage of it as well? We're talking about regenerative medicine. It's the hottest thing going right now, and it's basically taking growth factors with healing properties from your own body, highly concentrated, and then they put them into your aching joints. And what that does is it helps to regenerate and regenerate tissue and helps to fix that tissue as well, the damaged tissue. And it can repair and restore damaged tissue in your joints for lasting relief. So you don't have to have these steroid shots or the surgery and the downtime. Forget all that. This is something that is going to really change everything for you. And QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in these cutting-edge technologies and options. Make sure you call QC Kinetics right now. Set up your free consultation and find out how you can get your life back. This could be a true miracle for you, but you have to make the phone call. 713-913-5285. 713-913-5285. That's QC Kinetics.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
It's good stuff, Arjun.
That's the outfield.
Yeah, their only other song. That's it. Two. I saw him, the singer for the outfield, a couple years ago in Arizona. No, in Arizona. Okay. We were playing golf down in Arizona, and he's at this, and we were at an outdoor free concert. And he was there, and who was the girl band, the lead singer from the Vacation? What was her name?
Oh, Belinda Carlisle.
Belinda Carlisle. She was there, too. Yeah. It was like all for old people.
I saw a documentary on the... For some random reason, it popped up. I said, I'll check this out on the Go-Go's.
Yeah.
And she was, they were the first female band ever to hit number one that played their own instruments.
Yeah.
And they also started off in punk.
I saw that, too.
In the punk rock scene in California.
Yep, so I saw that, too. Yep.
Oh, did you really? Yeah, it was pretty good. It was a pretty good doc.
It was good. It was a good doc.
Except that one girl who got whacked out on heroin.
Yeah, she was.
The songwriter.
Yeah, right. And I don't want to say it. There were a lot of issues going on in that band for some reason. I don't know why. So, before we get to your story, Lance, Eric, remember we said if you have a relationship problem, we are here for you. We are the.
We've
been doing that. We've been doing that for years. Used to be just strictly Valentine's. We would call and make sure that your relationships were good. But now we've opened it up year round. So if you have any relationship issue, please give us a call at 713-780-3776. And Eric is here. Eric, we've got to find out what this problem is that Eric has here. Hey, Eric, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good, man. What happened?
Okay, so I ended up finding out that my girlfriend cheated on me with my cousin. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether to whoop his ass or is it too early to get a Coors Light?
To get a
Coors Light. A Coors Light. He wanted to know if it's too early to get a Coors Light.
It's never too early for a Coors Light. A cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. You want to be refreshed all day long. So I will tell you this. It's never too early. Oh, 722? Been there, done that. So your girlfriend cheated on you with your cousin.
Yeah, I think
it's over. I think Coors Light is the only alternative here for you. I'm not into
how long have y'all gone? How long have y'all gone out?
Probably about like 6 months.
Ooh, 6 months.
Oh, 6 months. So, you wasted half a year.
Did you hang out with your girlfriend, with your cousin much?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, did you see signs that this was going to happen?
What?
Did you see signs that, you know, your cousin was flirting
with her?
Was
there any telltale signs? Did you have any... Were you suspicious at any point?
Kind of, sort of, because, I don't know, he was acting a little too friendly, you know?
Yeah.
And, that's a fire sign.
And she was receptive to it, too?
Wait, too friendly in general or too friendly to her?
Yeah.
Yeah, too friendly to her. And yeah.
Not to you.
I'm using big words now. So she was like, oh, she really liked it. She really liked that he was coming on to her?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Eric, listen, Eric, you can't say anything if it's love. Like,
yeah.
As long as they get married now, you can't be upset about it. So as long as
they
get married.
Get a Coors Light.
Yeah, no, you need to get a Coors Light. I'm not saying you don't.
Sure,
or a Maestro Dobel.
Already, but
wait until Maestro Dobel's not until afternoon.
Right.
But listen, Eric, here's what you tell them. Say, listen. I'm either going to whoop your ass or you're going to marry her and show me it's true love, and then it was just meant to be. And I would tell him that and say, like, that's the way this has to go. Either you end up marrying her and y'all have kids, and this is like a story we tell later,
yeah.
or it's going to be on. I mean, those are the two. It can go one of two ways.
Yeah.
So y'all better make this work. Y'all better make this work.
Thanksgiving, though.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving's going to be awkward. There's no question. But listen, you got the better of it. She's a hoe. She's going to be cheating on him.
I don't know that I'd call her a hoe yet.
Well,
that was hoish tendencies.
No, are you kidding?
That's some hoish tendencies, though, she did our guy Eric. I got Eric's back. I'm not about her. I got Eric's back. So
yeah, me too. I mean, she's a hoe. So Eric.
And a bitch.
I mean, if it's true, we're trying
to be accurate.
Listen, you win. The cousin's stuck with this now. You got out of it. You got yours. You got out of it. You win. It's a win-win. You got a
listen, RJ,
and you got rid of her.
RJ, pull up there's a scene from Bronx Tale where he tells Calogero, he says, What are you chasing after that kid for your money? He owes you $20. He's never going to get around you. You just got out of having to talk to that kid for the rest of his life for $20. He's going to avoid you. You got off light. That's how this is. You're right. You might have gotten away from her now.
Yeah.
John's right. She may have done you a favor.
Yeah, she did. And so did your cousin.
We're done. But, I mean, I still got to see this dude.
Right. But here's the deal. You tell him. Listen.
Yeah.
You tell him thank you. You took that hoe off my hands. Good luck with it. Okay? Yeah. Good luck now. Okay?
And
here, pass me that turkey. That's all.
Don't call her a hoe, man.
No. Well, I don't know. She's with your cousin. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I appreciate the advice.
All right, man. Go get it.
Probably, I mean, it's 7:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to go get a Coors Light.
Get a boy.
I like the six-pack.
All right, man.
I would tell you have Maestro Dobel, but we don't endorse anything until after, you know,
eight?
I'd say 11 o'clock, at least when lunch starts.
All right. We got to go. Thanks, Eric. We appreciate it. 713-780-3776 is the number.
An H and a B. Wait, but then at the end, did he tell you not to call her an H?
Yeah, but he was calling her a B.
But he called her an H and a
B.
B or no. I think you're the one who threw the H.
Oh, well, if she's going with his cousin, I don't know.
Well, but maybe you just maybe his pronoun is B.
Right.
Maybe what pronouns does she go by?
He didn't really get what receptive was, so I don't know.
Well, what are her pronouns? She doesn't go by ho. She goes by.
I don't know. I have no
idea. Those are her pronouns that I gave her.
Hold on.
That's what he could have said. I'm sorry. She likes her pronouns are ho and boom.
No, I think it's her, she and her. It's not ho and he. Okay.
No. Well. No, from what I just heard, I literally on this radio show just heard pronouns.
Oh, okay.
One of the pronouns I heard was not she, her. I heard, oh, man. Okay. From what I heard, well, I heard some pronouns.
All I know is there's a lot of incestuous stuff going on over there. I don't know where they're from. It doesn't matter. Here's the deal. When we get
that's not incestuous when a cousin hits on your
cousins.
Girlfriend.
Oh.
That's just scandalous.
That's Eskimo.
No, they're not. Yeah, they're not. You're basically saying that Eric was going out with his own cousin.
Well,
that's
not
what he told us.
How long has it been going on? Was Eric still doing stuff? Are they Eskimo cousins?
I feel bad for Eric. I got to, he's got to see his cousin. That's going to be. You
know. Well, pass the turkey.
Like I said, it better turn into a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Because if not, you just broke up cousin relationship for that.
Yeah.
And
you don't touch that because you just had my cousin. So get away from my turkey. That's all. 728 ESPN. We'll get your story on the other side, Lance, here on ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
We solve
yeah.
problems. It's what we do. We
yeah.
solve.
I got relationship problems.
I know you got relationship problems because you're dumb. All right, so here's what we're talking about right now. It's cold, clean, crisp, refreshing, Coors Light. Eric, I love, you know what? Eric is my man. Because you know what Eric does when things go wrong? I think I'll drink a Coors Light. You know what Eric does when he's celebrating? Drinks a Coors Light. You know what he does when he's sitting around? Drinks a Coors Light. It seems to me that Eric has the right attitude. No? Should I beat his ass or should I drink a Coors Light? Coors Light. That's always the answer. Violence is never the answer. Coors Light is the answer. So if you're looking for keeping Texas chill, now all you got to do is go to cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. I love my Coors Lights. You'll love yours. It's the answer to everything. You got a problem? Coors Light. You don't have a problem? Coors Light. It's every day. And oh, by the way, it doesn't matter what time of day. Just climb on, brother. Coors Light. Keep Texas chill.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Hey, guys. Simple Seats, started telling you about them last year, and they just took off. Their business model's fantastic. And many, many, many of you used them last year, and you're going to keep using them this year. I'm not demanding that you do it. I'm just predicting that you do it. And here's why. They get you seats to the Astros for no additional fees. Whatever the ticket price is, that's what it is. And when you go to checkout, you don't have those magical fees like pop up where you go, hey, wait a minute, I thought my tickets were $35. Now it turns out they're $65 a piece because of the fees. Nope. You get your taxes that you have to pay, and that's it. There's no fees involved at all. And the guy who started it, Mike, who started Simple Seats, used to work for the Astros with ticketing. He understands how it works. So what he does is he gets great tickets at great prices, passes the savings along to you. You're not going to find another ticket. There is nobody that you're going to find that has the Astro seats for lower. I mean, you're not going to find anyone on the secondary market, and it's the dynamic pricing. So sometimes it'll go up, sometimes it'll go way down, especially as the game gets closer. So look at wherever you want. You want down between first and third baseline. You want upper deck to go as inexpensive as you can. You want to go on the sit in the outfield, Crawford boxes. It doesn't matter. Simple Seats is your solution. And when you use the promo code Lance10 on your very first purchase of over $50, they're going to give you $10 off. So imagine that, $10 off, and there's no fees ever. Ever, ever, ever. Dynamo, Astros. I know last year they had Rockets. They have Longhorn tickets I got on there before. So you just got to have to go on the site, check them out for yourself. But trust me when I tell you this, you're going to get the best tickets at the best prices with no fees ever at SimpleSeats.com, promo code Lance10.
Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found the bench.
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 7:33. So yesterday, Lance had to leave early to fly to Belize. First of all, how were the winds?
Winds were not, it was a little windy. We had some bumps on the flight there. And then you have to get in a puddle hopper. And my wife is, you know, really afraid of that. And she, well, okay. So I have to work my way into that. So, yeah, the winds were a factor, but not as bad as they could have been. I was really worried about it. The wind gusts were projected to be 30 to 40 miles an hour, and I think they're more like 25. So it was not as bad. But there were some choppy moments. But she takes some medicine when she flies. So that's what you need to know. My wife takes medicine when she flies. She had a bad flight that really shook her up, and then but she gets through it. You know, we fly. She takes her little pill, and you know, may have a little gin and tonic to go with it. Used to be vodka tonic. Now she's all cultured, so she's going gin and tonic. And so here's what happens yesterday. We're just waiting to get on the flight. I'm actually talking to her about something about OfferPad, and you know, I want to check on her mom's house. That's another new sponsor of the show. We're talking. All of a sudden, I feel a buzz in my hand, and I look at my phone and it says, "Congrats, you have been upgraded to first class." And I thought, well, isn't this a delight? I fly some. Wife and I take trips, and then, you know, NFL Network, I'll mm-hmm. fly to some different places. I pick up some miles. I'm like a gold member, United, but that, I'm not, it's not crazy. There's people who fly way more than me. So I pretty much never get upgraded to first class. So that was pretty surprising to me. And so I looked, because my wife always is on the list as well. So I looked and let's see if she's on. Ooh, she didn't get upgraded. Well, now isn't this a sticky situation?
What a conundrum.
So I told her, and she's like, "Oh, did I?" And so she's going to the as we're literally getting on the plane, she said, and the attendant at the gate said, "Well, you don't have to. I can give it to someone else." I said, "I don't know, Nicole. What do you think?" And she said, "Well, did I also get? Am I also? Because I'm flying with him. Am I also in?" She goes, "No, he got the last seat." And I said, "I can give it. I mean, I don't have to take it. I can give it to somebody else if you want." She goes, "No. Go ahead and take it. And then get the drink." She said, "Go ahead and take it and then get the drink and bring it back to me. Bring me back drinks." And I said, "Okay." And now listen. Now, see, with the noise you made, you know, every husband knows. I knew it was a setup. I knew this entire thing was a setup. And I knew it, and I still did it. And here's why. Because I knew that she wanted me to take it, because as soon as I said yes and took it, it immediately would turn into two things. Number one, a story for when we got to Belize for Kelly and McCool. I knew that would immediately happen. And B, ammunition for the rest of my life. I knew this. So if I said no, I could avoid it all. But you know what your boy did? I said, "You know what? Good. I want you to have this. This will create debates. I'll have something funny I will have over your head that I'm sitting in first class and you're back there in your poverty seat."
Did you hear with the Ava, "You're so broke, you look poor"?
"Why are you sitting in a seat? You're so poor.
You know, this happened to me before, Lance. This actually happened to me before. And I, you know what I did?
I chose wisely.
I gave the seat to my wife.
Yeah, I chose violence. I knew exactly what I was choosing.
Dude, what?
I wanted the smoke. I wanted the violence. I literally chose violence. I said, she goes, "No, you can sit there. Just bring me back a drink." And I knew. I'm like, well, this is clearly going to come up. Like, she's not going to just let this go. And I said, "Okay, bye." So I went, got in my seat.
What is
she
wrong
stopped.
With you?
She goes, she said, the guy next to me, we were talking, like, he was a friendly guy, so we were talking for a while. And she comes up, she calls like, as people are still loading the plane, and I don't answer because I'm talking to this guy about something. And she goes, no, that's right. I was on the phone talking to talking. It was actually a business call. So I don't answer her call. I'm on a business call with this guy in the Northeast. And she goes, and I check my text message, and she goes, answer the phone. Don't ignore me. She said, where's my drink? And I turn and I look at her because she's just outside of our curtain, and they haven't drawn the curtain to keep those poverty people out of our space.
Right.
That I got upgraded into.
The puss.
She haven't. You look so puh. And so she goes, where's the drink? And I said, they're not. People are still getting on a plane. They're not giving me any. So they said, champagne or water? I said, champagne. And I was going to take it to her, and the guy gave me water.
Oh,
so I had water. I didn't get any champagne. So
you should have brought her water. Said, here, this is what they gave me.
So we took off in the air, and I'm like, and then I told the guy what was going on. He's laughing. So as soon as they came, would you like something to drink? He goes, yeah, he definitely needs something. I said, yeah, gin and tonic. So they get it to me, so I've got it locked and loaded to take back to her. And they go, oh, and do you want a tomato caprese sandwich or a chicken sandwich? I said, let me get the chicken sandwich. Okay. So I have it, and I'm there. So I take the drink back to her. I said, here you go, hon. And she said, will you get food up there too? Are there any of those warm nuts? Is there food? I said, nah, there's no food up there.
Oh.
They're not doing food. It's just they're going to do some snacks, maybe some pretzels or something like that. Maybe one of those stroofed waffles.
And meanwhile, you're –
don't worry about it. You're whole-ass cheese – a whole big-ass warm chicken and cheese sandwich on a ciabatta roll. And I'm like, you know, I've got it just snuck in the front. So I give her drink. It's a strong drink, too. She's got a – so when they come back, and when they're in the back, they go, what would you like? She goes, I just need some tonic water. They're like, oh, you've got a drink already. Like, how do you have a drink here in the poor section?
You're with the puss.
In this poverty section. Oh, you have a drink. Oh, is that Balenciaga?
That's it. Are you, but, okay, so when you got there, what?
Well, so, no. It did. It, when I got there, she came up in the first class, got all up in my business, right, with Fareed, my new friend, sitting next to me. And she's like, where's the other drink? I said, two drinks. I said, that was a double. Okay. That was so strong because it was a
and
double.
And while you're eating your ciabatta sandwich?
No, I'd already knocked that out and hidden it. I'd already hidden it in the seat pocket of the plastic wrapper. And I said, no, that was a double. She goes, get me another one. I said, I'll work on it. And she goes, you better work on it. You're sitting here in first class. And I said, yeah, that's right, because I knew what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with it. So he's like, are you going to be in trouble? I said, nah. I said, I want this smoke. It's not a problem. So as soon as we land, I said, we get here to the Phoenix, and Kelly, one of the owners, McCool is her husband. Her name is Kelly Canabar, and McCool's her husband, because apparently she was called McCool's wife at one point and really didn't like that by someone else. So as far as I'm concerned now, this is Kelly's husband, McCool. So anyway, Kelly goes, I said, you got to hear what happened in first class. She goes, she already texted me from the plane when it was happening. She did. And Nicole goes, that's right. I've already texted Chris and Heather. And she had already texted multiple people.
Why didn't I get the
happened.
Text? I
she had already.
That.
I know.
I needed that heat.
But this is the best. When we get on a puddle jumper, which she hates, the guy goes, I need some. He goes, ma'am, would you sit up in the front with me? You know, it's only like 10 seats on the whole thing. And will you sit up next to me? The captain.
Uh-huh.
She goes, I guess so. So she's sitting up there, and I say, huh, look who got upgraded to first class now. Looks like we're even. F that, we're not even. I said, you're in first class. I mean, somebody deathly afraid of puddle jumpers, and she's sitting there
she
with a captain
everything.
Who's got his hands off the because he's got it in autopilot, and she's like, shouldn't your hands be on this steering wheel or whatever? He's like, no, it's autopilot. She goes, I don't think that's safe. Well, don't worry about it.
And she
so
gets
I'm
to
like,
see
well, we
is.
Both got. I said, see, we both got first class in a way.
Yep.
In a way, we kind
no.
of both had first class.
It's all square, even
yeah.
Steven.
So that came up like throughout the dinner last night with multiple people, some we didn't even know. Oh, guess what he did?
Oh, you're the worst husband ever.
Great.
Worst.
Like I said, I chose this life.
Yeah. No. That's the dumbest thing ever.
Chose this life. Sir, would you like to be upgraded? Absolutely.
Right. We got some calls on this and more here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, I've got Chastang Ford to talk about. If you're looking for that great, I'm telling you, the pre-owned vehicles, I'm telling you, they're awesome at Chastang Ford. All you need to do They got some great stuff going on here. All you need to do is get to ChastainFord.com. They got a Memorial Day sale going on. 2021 Ford EcoSport, $269 monthly payments, only $1,000 down payments. They got three available right now. Over 25 certified Transits in stock, ready for delivery for your business. These Transits are the best little work vehicles that you've ever seen. Large inventory of certified pre-owned trucks, not just Ford. They got Chevrolet. They got Ram. They have work trucks. They've got it all. They can customize for you. They've got it all right now going on with a Memorial Day sale on the 2021 Ford EcoSport S. $269. Now, $269 monthly payments, only $1,000 down. This is a great, great, great starter car for your youngster. It is. It is safe. It is wonderful. If you're looking for that great starter car, you've got it right here at Chastain Ford. And, I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best way to get into that pre-owned vehicle or that Ford car truck, you can still order certain cars at Chastain Ford. You got it. They're the best. They're just the best people to work with, and they're going to make sure that you get the best deal you can possibly get. It's all at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, time for you to tell you about AO1 Roofing. Mark McGuire, that's his name. He did not do PEDS, but he does do roofing. And I can tell you this. I've known him for over two decades. He originally started with our guy Damon Diamantaris from way back in the day with Today's Satellite. That's how I knew him. And, you know, he stepped off on his own, started his own roofing company. They love it. The Chambers of Commerce, the Better Business Bureau, this guy understands customer service. He understands getting things done with a clean workspace. And, for a lot of roofers, it's like a huge mess they leave. And they work messy. They work inefficiently. Never with AO1. And this is the great thing. With AO1 Roofing, they will work directly with your insurance company. And the big problem a lot of people have right now is you have damage to your roof, but you don't really know it. And it's from, the wear and tear over the years and some of the storms we have. But what's going to happen is when we have that hurricane and it starts to lift the shingles, that's when it forces water in there. And that's when you start having water damage through the ceiling, through your walls, and eventually with your flooring. And it can cause some major, major damage. Why not get your roof pre-checked? And if you have issues, they can work to get you taken care of. There are some insurance companies, by the way, right now, that are not even insuring certain people unless they get their roofs redone. Well, here's a great little kicker for you. If you re-roof with my guy Mark over at AO1 Roofing, if you do a re-roof for a limited time while supplies last, they have a 4,500-watt generator that they're going to give you absolutely free. A 4,500-watt generator absolutely free while supplies last when you get your re-roof done. So if you're thinking about getting a roof, now is the time. 713-715-ROOF. That's 713-715-ROOF. You can get a brand new roof at an affordable price. And guess what? The kicker, when you get that re-roof, a 4,500-watt generator is going to be yours while supplies last. So make sure you make the call today. 713-715-ROOF.
Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I mean, the outfield and the Daz Band in 1 hour, that's good stuff right there.
Yep.
That's good. RJ's really mixing it up. The musical choice is RJ will span the entire catalog.
Spanning the globe. No. He's a wide world of music.
So
ABC's wide world of music. RJ's wide world of music.
So one of our longtime listeners who I've become friends with over the years and who I introduced to my wife, and now they're basically, she's an Aggie version of my wife. They're the same person.
Oh, my God. She's Aggie. Tori's wife's an Aggie.
Yeah, her name is, she's an Aggie. She's Nikki. And my wife's Nicole, and they're the same. They're literally the same person. It's just one is an Aggie, one's a Longhorn. She said they get along great. Just, that Aggie Longhorn stuff, they just have to avoid some of that. She said, just when I think you can't be more of an idiot, you outdo yourself. And I said, I wanted all the smoke specifically for the radio. This is my dedication to the craft.
I gave my wife the first class seat, and I also just refused it because we like to watch movies together on the way. I download.
She likes to pass out on the way. I like to watch movies.
Yeah.
That doesn't really coincide.
Oh, you guys don't watch movies together?
I've got the double plug-in
where we can both have our headphones.
Aww.
Yeah, it's sweet. It is sweet.
But your wife's not afraid to fly.
No, my wife isn't. No.
Yeah, my wife likes to chase the Xanax with some hard stuff in it. Pass out. She said, this dedication of yours is going to take you to an early grave. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe.
Just
you
dedication to your craft.
Go out in a blaze of glory. I think Bon Jovi once said that.
Here's Lenny. He's got some airport advice for you. What's up, Lenny?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Listen to it all the time. My wife works for United, so we fly quite a bit, and it's always standby. So with this situation comes up quite often, not only with just upgrades, but also with actually getting on the plane. And so, Lance, if you wanted to smoke, and you know the smoke's coming, just be on the right side of it, you know, off of the seat. Typically, you know, my wife, a lot of times, she feels guilty and lets me take it. And then I'm golden. So that's my recommendation.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think if I did offer her the seat.
I may have at one point. Probably not.
But for what? What if she says yes and then she gets it and I'm stuck back there? No thanks. You know what I get to say? You look poor. And I just give her some of that. Why do you dress so poor? What are you wearing?
You're so poor.
Are you wearing your middle seat?
Let's get Aaron in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What up, Aaron?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. I just had a quick comment and question for Lance. You mentioned last week Tokyo Vice, and I binged the whole show, and I was wondering if you'd watched the rest of it yet.
I have.
What do you mean the rest of it?
What do you mean the rest of it? You mean to finish the season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I finished
it last night. I thought you were going to tell me there was a season two somewhere that I was missing.
No.
That's what I was asking, if you'd heard anything.
No, so I think they're going to do a season two, but they're still waiting.
Well, they have to. Nothing's resolved.
No, you got everything.
I know.
How about when they just started throwing some... That kid did pretty good in Japan now. There was a couple scenes where I thought, hey.
He changed. He changed from the beginning to... He was hitting it
when that
hard.
One scene?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
What'd you just say?
That was great.
What'd you just say, John?
He was hitting it pretty hard. I like it. The dude was he's a get it boy at the end there.
It was a good. It's a good show though. I mean, you got some Yakuza in it. That's all you had to tell me is there's Yakuza.
Yeah.
But so that shout out to my man Dusty for giving me the heads up on that. By the way, I watched Ricky Gervais's new stand up on the way to Belize when my wife wasn't interrupting my free drinks and food in first class. I mean, it's very, very funny. But, I mean, he literally – you want to talk about somebody who wants to smoke? Ricky came after everybody in the form of a joke. But think of what he does at the Golden Globes. Now just do that for one full hour. For every group that could possibly – that has ever been offended or faux offended, he literally just said, let me just go ahead and throw some more gas on this one. And, I mean – There's no question to me that he was looking for headlines to say things like backlash, because he basically – now, they're jokes, but Ricky Gervais basically was telling you, yeah, listen, I'm not going to go ahead and let you bully me, so I'm going to fire out more and more jokes just to show you that you literally have – at one point he goes, Netflix is – he's telling this joke that's so horrific. I can't even talk about it on the air. He goes, yeah, Netflix has already paid me. They can't do anything. F off. In the middle of the joke.
I'm downloading it right now for the plane on the way. I'm heading to Chicago today. You are in Belize. I'm heading to Chicago, so I'm going to watch
Dell's going to be on tomorrow, huh?
Dell's going to be on. I'll be in Chicago doing it from my brother's house, and Dell will be here in studio. So we got that's the
show. His heat won't be eliminated yet. You won't be able to tell him his heater eliminated.
No, but he knows how piss poor they are. I mean, there's no getting around it. There's
he's
no getting around
that.
Yep, 753 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Q Dog's got some airport advice for you. What do you say,
Q Dog? Yeah, let me have it. I mean, let me know.
Hey, no, Lance. Hey, no. You did the right thing, not letting your wife sit in the front.
Thank you.
first class. Because if she would have started slamming down those gin and tonics and, you know, become a belligerent drunk, you got to remind her that she is beneath you, that you are above her, that you are in first class, and she is your subordinate. Let her know that she's not
Q-Dog saying it.
Your altitude yet.
Mm-hmm. That's Q-Dog saying it. Here's the thing. John, if I would have given her that, see, number one, she can't take it. There's somebody else on the list ahead. So I couldn't have just given it to her unless I just said, yes, I'll take it, got on the plane, and told her to sit there. But what if she does start slamming those drinks, and all of a sudden she does get belligerent? Because I've seen that. You've seen it, John. Mm-hmm. We've seen where that could happen just sober. And she gets belligerent, and then all of a sudden they say, I'm sorry, Mr. Zerline? Oh, you're not even Mr. Zerline. Well, you know what, Mr. Zerline? This is against the rules. I'm just going to go ahead and make a note about this and put it in your files for the next United flight you have. You can forget any upgrades. And then she's blown me out of upgrades.
Right.
No.
She probably ruined everything.
What, I want
for
that
you.
To happen?
No.
No.
No. But I think he's right. You need to remind her how subordinate she is to you because you are a first-class passenger.
Well, I didn't. That's Q-Dog saying it or whatever his name was. That's not me saying subordinate. I didn't say that, but I'm also a believer in free speech. So if that man wants to speak his truth, then go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No. For the good of the program. There's no question.
Yeah, I'm not trying to limit speech.
Okay? All right,
that's his word. That's that man's words.
That's 756 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I got a question for you about NFL. You as a matter, Omar Khan got the job yesterday with the Pittsburgh Steelers as the general manager. So let's talk about. I got a question for you about front offices because you deal with this every year. You're dealing with the general managers and how they draft. So you got a pretty good opinion of it. We'll talk about that on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now you're talking about Craig DeCerf.
I'm talking about a guy who I've known for years and years, and every ride is a first-class ride. You're in first class every time you're driving. I can tell you the Chevy Traverse, for example. It's what I've driven. It's my last two vehicles have been Chevy Traverse when I've had the leases. I'm on my second lease with them. My wife got out of one of her vehicles, and when the time came up, we turned the vehicle in, and we got a lease. Instead of purchasing, we decided to get a lease for her. It's what is it? I think it's 34 months, I believe. And the thing was, I worked directly with Rick Drenner, who handles the finance stuff. And I said, Rick, you know, we're looking for a lease. We want it to be this long. These are kind of the payments we're looking for. And he worked and worked and worked, found every little discount that he could find, and we got exactly where we needed to be. But it's not just me. They do this for everybody. Rick Drenner is out there in the finance department working for you. He's working for you, not for their company. He's working for you. Craig DeCerf is working for you. Jeff is working for you. They're working to get you the best vehicles at the very best prices. It benefits them if you're happy with your experience, with not just the selection, but also the service, the way that they treat you, the prices, everything, the trade-in value. So when you go to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, you're going to see the great 0% finance options they have available for very well-qualified buyers on many of the SUVs in stock. But you're also just going to experience the people that are unlike anybody else in this business. They're out in Angleton. The good folks of Angleton are waiting to take care of you. But if you want to get your car buying started or even finished online, they're here to help at LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.